The United States Surgeon General, yeah, this dweeb, this morning declared that gun violence to be a national epidemic. There's three things we'll discuss here in a second. It's absolute malarkey, to use a word of his boss.
And I read this malarkey that comes out of your meetings. And I say, whoa, wait a minute.
I hope everyone will drop this stereotypical malarkey.
Mr. President, is this more of this Texas malarkey?
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey.
And they are ratcheting up the pressure leading into the election cycle. I want you to hear what he said. I'll put it, let him say it in his own words so you can see what he claims. We're going to talk about the lie he's perpetuating, the fear that they are instilling, and maybe a little more when we come back. Here he is, the U.S. Surgeon General.
Hello, I'm U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. Today, for the first time in the history of our office, I am issuing a Surgeon General's advisory on firearm violence. It outlines the urgent threat firearm violence poses to the health and well-being of our country. As a doctor, I've seen the consequences of firearm violence up close in the lives of the patients I've cared for over the years. These are moms and dads, sons and daughters, all of whom were robbed of their physical and mental health by senseless acts of violence. Unfortunately, the problem has continued to grow. 54% of adults in America report that they or a family member have experienced a firearm-related incident, whether they've been personally threatened with or injured by a firearm, lost a family member, witnessed a shooting, or shot a firearm in self-defense. Many of these harms are disproportionately felt in our communities. Black individuals endure the highest rates of firearm homicides, while suicide rates are highest among veterans, older white individuals, and younger American Indian and Alaska Native people. What is especially devastating is how this has affected our children. Firearm violence has become the number one cause of death among children and adolescents, more than car accidents or drug overdoses. I've sat with parents who've lost a child to firearm violence. I've listened to their stories and felt their pain as they describe the holes in their hearts. As a father, I know a parent's worst nightmare is to lose a child, to feel like you can't protect your child from harm. Beyond these precious lives that are lost to firearm violence, there are wider ripples of harm to those who are injured, who witness the incidents, who live in urban and rural communities where such violence takes place, and who constantly read and hear about firearm violence in the news. The collective trauma and fear that Americans are experiencing is contributing to the mental health challenges that we are facing today. Nearly 6 in 10 U.S. adults say they worry about a loved one being a victim of firearm violence. Our children should not have to live in fear that they are going to get shot if they go to school. None of us should have to worry that going to the mall or a concert or a house of worship means putting our lives at risk, or that we'll get a call that a loved one in a moment of crisis has taken their own life with a firearm. All of us, regardless of our background or beliefs, want to live in a world that is safe for us and our children. The Surgeon General's advisory lays out the approach we can take to address firearm violence as the public health crisis that it is. This includes implementing community violence prevention programs and firearm risk reduction strategies, improving access to mental health care for those exposed to or at risk for firearm violence, and expanding research funding to inform and evaluate our prevention strategies. Firearm violence is a public health crisis. Our failure to address it is a moral crisis. To protect the health and well-being of Americans, especially our children, we must now act with the clarity, courage, and urgency that this moment demands.
All right, before I address this guy's malarkey.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Lear Capital. You've heard me talk about precious metals and telling you the experts were calling for record high gold, and you know it is here. Gold has broken through the $2,300 an ounce level. We don't know if it'll stop there, but the same experts are calling for gold to reach $3,200 an ounce or higher, And silver is continually rising of late as well. I bought my gold and silver at Lear Capital. I'm up over 21% on my purchase. And since 2020, every dollar in our wallets has lost 24% of its purchasing power. That's why I buy gold and silver, because they hold value and they can actually increase in value. Call my friends at Lear Capital, 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com and ask the tough questions you want to know. They'll answer them. They're not going to force you into a corner to buy. They're actually looking just to educate you about gold and silver. Give them a call today, 1-800-260-5075. Again, 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com. Thank you to Lear Capital. All right, so let's talk about what the Surgeon General's lies were. Number one, gun violence is not the number one killer of children. This is a new statistic they've been pushing for over a year now, because the more they say it, the more people believe it. They rewrote the definition of child to include adults. They're including those 16, 17, and 18-year-olds. People who have been involved in gang shootings, though they're counting all that as a child to bamboozle the American public, because they know you aren't going to go and check on their statistics. People will just eat it up like soup, which is why our group, the Second Amendment lovers, us freedom fighters, need to educate everybody we know about this stuff. So that's the first lie. The second is the fear they're instilling. No, at no point in time, not only in this country, but in the history of the world, were you ever safe to go anywhere and do anything your entire life without being in harm's way. You're in harm's way every single day, no matter what you do. So to say people deserve to be able to go to the library or the supermarket and be totally free and clear from all of the ills of the world is a lie. It can't happen. It's never happened and never will happen. What people need to know is that evil exists, and as so long as people have been walking the planet, they've been sharpening sticks to attack each other and take property and take land. It's just the way of the world. But in America, and not many other places on this globe, in America, you have a right given to you by your creator to defend your own life, regardless of what the government thinks. It is now called the Second Amendment, and they hate you for it. This country, some people in charge do as well. So, own it. Take pride in the fact that, you know what, yeah, I might drive down the street and get hit by a tractor trailer today. I might ride my motorcycle and get clipped by a cow that's jogging down the road. I might go to the supermarket and somebody, some evil criminal, might utilize a tool to do evil things. I will be one of the people who will attempt to stop that person at all costs. And my hope is that you are as well. Those are lies that the government has been telling people for far too long, and far too many people believe it. The other part about this facade, is if you heard and paid attention to what he said, they want to increase funding. That just means we want more money for the Department of Health and Human Services. And if we actually get to have gun violence as an epidemic, a health epidemic, then they think they can take controls a la the COOF and force you to do things against your will. As part of this advisory that was released today by the Surgeon General, these are the things that they want to push to help keep people safe. Right from his report, firearm risk reduction prevention strategies. In addition to community-based prevention strategies, public health leaders and policymakers can use available scientific evidence combined with scientific judgment and expertise to consider prevention strategies that build distance in terms of time and space between firearms and people who are at risk of harming themselves or others. Tug on the heartstrings. One, require safe and secure firearm storage, including child access prevention laws. Pause it if you want to read more. Two, implement universal background checks and expand purchaser licensing laws. Universal background checks are a registry, guys and gals. That's it. They want to know who has what and where they are, so that if they ever try to round them up, they know where to go. The next one is implement effective firearm removal policies. That's red flags. They want to violate all of your rights. Again, pause if you want to read more. Here's the continuation. Next is to ban assault weapons and large capacity magazines for civilian use. No, see several Supreme Court landmark decisions and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Piss off, Dr. Vivek. Next is create safer conditions in public places related to firearm use and carry. They want to stop you from carrying your firearm in public. And finally, treat firearms like other consumer products. They want to regulate away your ability to buy them. Many, many lies. We've heard a lot of this before, but now the doctor, the head doctor in the country, the U.S. Surgeon General, is pushing from that angle. Of course, Biden ordered him to do that. Guys, it's coming from every angle. Are you doing everything you can to fight back? Let me know what you think down below. I think this is BS. I don't care what this clown says, and I don't care what the Biden administration says. The Constitution says what it says, and we're not changing it for feelings. Subscribe to the channel down below if you agree that the Second Amendment is paramount and shall not be infringed actually means shall not be infringed. I love y'all. Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry your gun to keep you, your friends, your family, and your community safe. Because the people that these folks are grooming are the ones doing the evil shootings. And we're going to be there to stop them every step of the way. Take care.
Give me a break. That's a bunch of malarkey.